From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, March the 30th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Katie Kosajanski is reporting in the Register Star that the Columbia Economic Development Corporation's proposal intended to accelerate opportunities for economic growth in Columbia County is nearing completion. The corporation developed the plan in conjunction with the county's Board of Supervisors during the past year. The latest draft of the document was presented to the corporation board by interim president and CEO F. Michael Tucker and board chairman Tony Jones at the CEDC board meeting on Tuesday, March the 29th. The plan focuses on entrepreneurship and innovation, infrastructure, quality of life and sustainability, and workforce and education. Objectives include connecting new and existing small businesses to needed information resources, retaining and supporting existing small businesses, and advancing already approved projects. Some of the projects currently underway include the expansion of the Hudson Valley Creamery, the county's goat genetic study, the expansion of Ginsburg Foods, and the development of the Catamount Resort project. Tucker said the final version of the plan will be presented at the CEDC annual meeting in April. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Roger Hannigan-Gilson is reporting in the Register Star that a brush fire started by a downed power line scorched a field and burned a backhoe in Hillsdale on Tuesday, March the 29th. Officials said the fire started when the wind knocked a tree down onto a power line, bringing both to the ground. Caryville Fire Chief William Baker said a preliminary report of a barn also catching fire was incorrect. He said the fire was close to the barn, but firefighters stopped it before the structure was involved. The National Weather Service in Albany reported that winds were gusting between 34 and 37 miles per hour at the time of the blaze. Downed power lines always have a chance of starting brush fires during this time of year if the lines are energized, Baker said. 18 brush fires have been reported in Columbia County since March the 3rd, according to Columbia County 911. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Jimmy Valkin is reporting at Politico New York that state lawmakers are thinking about cutting income tax rates for New Yorkers reporting an income of less than $300,000 a year. According to Valkin, this cut could be particularly timely for the Republicans in the state Senate who are breaking with wishes of business groups by preparing to accept an increase in the minimum wage. The GOP included a tax cut plan in its One House budget bill earlier this month. The state income tax rates will reset to 2009 levels at the end of next year. Democrats in the state assembly are pushing to increase taxes on the wealthy to pay for more social programs. Governor Andrew Cuomo has sought to push the conversation about income taxes until next year, hoping his focus on a minimum wage hike. You can read that full story at Politico New York. Debbie Mayer is reporting in the Columbia paper that while the Hudson Pride Foundation won't put it on, there still might be a Hudson Pride parade down Warren Street this June. Rich Volo, a.k.a. Trixie Star and founder of the Pride Parade and former HPF board president, has formed Out Hudson, and with cooperation from Hudson Mayor Tiffany Martin Hamilton, has taken over the parade permit that Hudson Pride Foundation previously filed with the city. Volo, who ran unsuccessfully for 4th Ward Alderman last year, said the six-year-old parade will be on Saturday, June 18th. The Hudson Pride Foundation said it did not have the time to put on a parade this year, focusing on its youth work and adding a new collaboration with the City of Hudson's Office of the Aging. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Now here's a report from Andrea Sears from the New York News Connection for the Public News Service on seniors looking for budget help.
Low-income seniors need help to stay in their homes. That's the message their advocates want lawmakers to hear as they finalize the state budget. They may be the most neglected seniors in New York, says Bobby Sackman with Live On New York. They have too much income to be on Medicaid, but not enough to pay for the support services they need. Sackman says there are 10,000 older people across the state who are on waiting lists for a variety of services.
For Meals on Wheels, for case management where a social worker comes into their home, for home care, for transportation, for adult day services, and the list goes on.
Live On New York has joined with AARP and others in calling for an increase of at least $15 million in state funding for community services for the elderly. Those services help not only the seniors, but family caregivers as well. Richard McGee's 95-year-old mother, who has been approved for a home health aide, has been on a CSE waiting list for 3 months.
It makes it more and more difficult for me because she's more dependent on me every day. And so I spend much of my time during the day over there trying to help her with just her daily needs.
In the past 3 years, the waiting list for CSE services have increased by 3,000 seniors. The percentage of New Yorkers over age 65 continues to grow, while the ratio of potential family caregivers is going down. Sackman calls access to affordable elder care a 21st century workforce issue.
Just as we've talked for decades about the need for affordable child care, we need to look across the lifespan, and the other side of that equation is how do you help these men and women stay in the workforce and balance their lives?
Sackman says the proposed $15 million increase in CSE funding has bipartisan support in the legislature, but the Senate's proposed budget would increase it by only $3 million. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with the temperature high near 57 degrees. But Wednesday night, it will be partly cloudy with the low around 40. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, a slight chance of showers before 1 p.m., then a chance of showers after 4 p.m. It will be partly sunny with the temperature high near 65 degrees. On Thursday night, showers are likely, mainly after 8 p.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 56. And on Friday, showers with a high near 63 degrees. Friday night, showers mainly before 9 p.m. with a temperature low around 39 degrees. Sunrise today was at 6:38 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:20 p.m., providing us with 12 hours and 41 minutes of daylight. That is 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 30th day of March 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.